welcome, especially those who arrived early. My apologies for coming in late. I was at a strategic session requiring the chair's presence. And there are one or two people that do have to leave early. As you know, normally on a Friday we start at 8:30, but knowing that I was already having to attend strategy, I made it 9:00. However, it's probably 9:30 now. I just want to check. Well, it's 9:15. And a couple of members have asked for, because they're attending other committee meetings, political engagements of a party political nature, if they could leave at 11:00 to attend to the other committee meetings. In particular, I have an apology from Honourable Kamalo, who's going to the other committee. I have an apology from, from Honourable Smuller, who's also having to attend to a political issue also there. We have also our task team leader on IP, Honourable Vanda Merva, who also has to leave at 11:30. So we want to try and proceed in a professional and brief manner as we tackle the critical issues here. although we have got the consideration of minutes, outstanding report, and the committee resolution, I propose to deal with the committee resolution after the Honourable Kwabasa, who chaired the end of the last meeting, briefs us formally as to where we finished. The other issue is on the minutes, which are here before you, which only had to be passed. You will recall that there was a discrepancy in the one set of minutes. We'd already reviewed them. We'd already asked for the amendments to be done. So depending on how many we have here, it's possible we may pass them. Yes, we can, I am assured. And by the way, I should also put in the apology of the committee secretary, who's I understand on a day's leave, and in his place is Shanaz, I don't know his surname, Isaacs, who is the Committee Secretary of Science and Technology, a sister committee. So here we are, and if I can just, I also asked you, especially those, and Anton is still not with us, and I do require his presence. Please get hold of him and ask him to be here on Wednesday, because he was the member of the opposition present on this trip. So I do not want the minutes of Prague passed. But Science and Technology have written to me requesting we expedite adopting this report, because they can't proceed until we have. So please, we must get Ms. Honourable Alberts here. You've had that anyway yourselves. Now for the committee minutes that you had, which required a certain amount of redrafting. Was that the 25th of May? Because it wasn't, it was April. Where's April? You got April? Right, has everyone got April? For those who were present, and in fact we did have a quorum as such, you will recall that the discrepancy occurred on page 3, I think. Yes. On page 3 it said, the few consumer products produced in South Africa were being exported to Africa. This is not corrected yet. No. I am not operating in this unprofessional manner. No. 3 days to clean up one line in a set want these minutes on my desk on Tuesday. Corrected. And I have explained to Mr. Hermans, it is not sufficient for this committee to put the amendment in the following set of minutes. That set of minutes, it's a major correction. I want it done. Right. We'll just abandon these minutes till Mr. Hermans is with us and he can respond to the queries raised, because Miss Isaacs was not here when they were done. It'd be difficult for her to talk about cleanups at this point in time. So please study the other minutes and we can adopt them on Wednesday. Honourable members of the committee, and of course our parliamentary legal advisor, Advocate van der Merwe, other members, the members of the DTI, we'll come to you in a minute. What we do want is the committee, it's got here the committee resolution. What is not here, Honourable Kwabasa, is your short briefing before we even look at a resolution. Will you take the mic?
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning. Chairperson, after long deliberation on the issues around the IP on Wednesday, there was a proposal made to the meeting that firstly the bill be redrafted, and that secondly this committee should put up a small team of drafters consisting of members of the task team, the parliamentary law advisor, the state law advisor, the portfolio committee secretariat, and the experts. Sorry? Yes. And the DTI, we went on, Chairperson, to ask the department to not to wait until this team is put together by this meeting, if it is agreed, to go on to start working on a new draft. We then said that there are documents that should serve as resource. The main act, the bill that we have before us now, the document that was presented by the advisory council, I think, during the public hearings, the responses of the department that were presented here on Wednesday, and the amendments that were also presented on Wednesday, those documents would form the basis for the redraft. Thank you, Chairperson. That was the proposal made, and it was said that this meeting should. We will consider it and take it forward if it is agreed. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honourable Kwabasa. Other members of the committee who were present at the time, do you have anything to add that may have been overlooked or possibly not reflected here correctly?
Yes,
Honourable Salah?
I thought I was using sign language to say everything is okay.
Yes, no, I thought that was the taxi stop. But, and then I looked around, there were no taxis, so I thought I regarded it as another signal. But anyway, I'll remember that means okay. Honourable members, there's only one thing. I know that this is the committee agreed among themselves at that time to do that. The reality is the department is the executive. So when we go to Parliament, we want to, if we all agree on this way forward, we would want to go forward with a resolution to the House to be adopted. And that will not include here, at this point, the executive you follow. However, as always, and we've done this with the National Lotteries Board, the company's legislation, we are entitled to invite the DTI to join us. But that is not what we will request the House when we resolve, you see. I hope I'm quite clear. So that will be, I'll read the resolution in a minute to see if we are all in agreement. I don't want us to be bogged down on the experts. We are coming to that. I have asked for the distribution by Ms. Herling, which I'm sure everyone has. Is that correct? Yes. And I'm not sure if the task team leader wants to say anything before I move on to the resolution. Honourable Vandermeer.
No, thank you, Chair. I think Honourable Twabasa captured very accurately the discussions we had, and of course the task team have not met in between, so we'll be meeting again next week, or possibly after this, on your instruction, after this meeting today. Thanks.
Right. In response to that, having been briefed already in a very informal manner, I asked our committee secretary before he left, Mr. Hermans, if he would ensure that the resolution we were considering, if he could prepare it. I did have to alter it to remove, Honourable Kwabasi, you saw that, the DTI per se. And I've given you the reason for that. So is everyone in agreement with that committee decision? Because we have got to have a resolution on it. That silence, yes. Honourable Harris?
Sorry to break the silence, Chair. I just want to understand which I think I get what you're suggesting with the involvement of the DTI technically. But I want to understand what it means in practice. Are you suggesting that we convene a committee of drafters consisting of the legislature and then involve the DTI as a partner or as a consultant, or so that the redraft comes formally from the legislature rather than from the executive?
Well, as I say, they certainly wouldn't be our consultants because we're overseeing them, But it's what we would always do in any study group we may invite. But in fact you can in a study group, incidentally, party political study groups. But in any task team or subcommittee that is established, you may invite the respective department, or for that matter, another department, you know, science and technology, etc., etc. So, and that is primarily because, you know, they are able, perhaps on occasions, to explain to the drafters where the task team will be sitting what informed a particular issue. And that, I think, will assist. So we have found that helpful. But they are not our advisors, I hasten to add. Now, that was the case in the past, or rather that was the perception in the past, in 2009 with gambling, and at that point we drew up a set of principles that we would work from. We would actually hire our own consultants. So I hope that's clear, but for Parliament's purpose, as always, it's in the same way with the resolution. We don't say we're going to bring in the DTI when we bring in another amendment per se, because we are overseeing them. They're there anyway. We call them at any point in time. So I don't know if I've explained myself effectively. Yes, okay. I will now get the draft. This is the draft committee resolution. If it is passed, it will of course become the committee resolution. So we'll ask Ms. Isaacs as the committee secretary to read it, please.
National Assembly Rule 251, Section 3B, permits the committee in its report to recommend approval of the bill with or without amendments, a redraft of the bill, or rejection of the bill. In line with the above rule, the committee resolves that the Intellectual Property Laws Amendment Bill B10-2011 of 2011 be redrafted based on the anticipated volume of amendments that would need to be made to the bill as introduced. The committee will determine the drafting team report to be considered.
There's one thing, you know, I think to talk of anticipated volume of amendments, it's as if we can't cope with the amendments themselves. It is actually a substantive issue. So, unfortunately, as I say, Mr. Hermans is away. So I'm going to ask the Honourable Van der Merwe if you want to come forward with just a slight qualification to put before the committee on that. The first part, there's no problem. So it resolves that XYZ be redrafted based on the volume. Well, I mean, we're all work colleagues here. Yes.
Yeah, there was another word, I think. But, Chair, I wanted to raise another issue. If I need the resolution at the end to be read again. The bill is actually B10 of 2010, not 2011, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, well, I think it was wrongly said or wrongly... Does
yeah,
it say 2010?
It's 20. I thought it was 2009, but it's 2010, I think, it was tabled.
Then we perhaps we could say something like, because of the substantive nature of the amendments. I don't know if that would suffice legally. Because of the substantive nature of the amendments.
Structure.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I don't know if we want to put in
structure. Substantive. The substantive nature and number.
Ask the legal people if they're drafted.
Yeah. Now, read it through and listen carefully as it's understandable.
So, in line with the above rule, the committee resolves that the Intellectual Property Laws Amendment Bill, B10 of 2010, be redrafted based on the substantive nature of amendments that would need to be made to the bill as introduced. The committee will determine the drafting team.
It's substantive, dear. Yep. All right. B8. I think I'm going to actually get yourself, you're heading this team here at the moment, Chief Director Nietzsche Tenzi, is that right? Is this the bill tabled, B8-2010? It is not B10. B8. You know, this is a resolution. We cannot make a mistake. It just shows the committee are... right on board here. I wonder if we shouldn't check the ISBN. No. I think we do agree there. I am going to ask, because this is a very important resolution. We are going to pass it now, but I'm just going to ask Ms. Hurling, is there any way with those fingers of yours you could change this in now and we could get it printed? Well, have you? All right, look, it's 1 minute. Right. Well, I just want this done so that you've all got it. Please do this. Just, it's four lines. All right. I'm sorry about that little aside. I apologize. But I'll now read it myself, and we want someone to propose adoption and then for others to consider adoption. Yes, Honorable Salah?
You earlier raised an important word to be included there, and it looks like it's getting lost. The number of amendments. It was saying
the number of amendments.
Yes.
Over the structure could be left out. All right. All right, we'll, sorry, I need to read it, so you put it on this side. I hope your eye can see here. The National Assembly Rule 2513B permits the committee in its report to recommend approval of the bill with or without amendments, a redraft of the bill, or rejection of the bill. In line with the above rule, the committee resolves that the Intellectual Property Laws Amendment Bill, B8-2011-2010, let's cross it out, right, okay, be redrafted based on the substantive nature and number of amendments that would need to be made to the bill as introduced. The committee will determine the drafting team. May we have someone to propose the adoption? Thank you, Honorable Khadebe. Thank you, Honorable Salah. Essentially, all we've done at this point is to formalize your decision at the last meeting, which we've done. I will now come to the thorny issue of experts, which has sent a number of us scurrying around. I think it's important that people took experts and consultants seriously. Very important. You know, if you don't know something and then you get experts in to advise you on pertinent points, you can be misled or led in the right direction. All of you have got these, Honorable Mabasa.
My humblest apology. Just whispering to my neighbor here, but I just want clarity. When we say the committee will determine the drafting team, shouldn't it be that the committee, in conjunction with the department, will determine the drafting team? I'm asking because I am I'm missing. I'm just so that I flow with everybody. Thanks.
This was a question that has been raised before, and what I said this morning, we have the constitutional role of oversight already over the department, and therefore have the power and right as a committee of Parliament and through Parliament, the Speaker, to invite the department to come in at any point to any structure that we have set up. And the invitation is, of course, not just a straight little invitation. It is a serious matter, and that's why they do come. Right. Thank you. Now, so we are well aware that the department is a great resource. both having the funds and the people. But thank you, Honourable Mabasa. We need to be reminded from time to time when we overlook things. Possible IP experts. So possible, they're not possible experts, they're possible expert consultants. Potential, they are already experts, I would imagine. I'm not too sure, but anyway. So there we are, we've got all these experts, most of them with the odd professorship and doctorate, and no doubt a master's if they don't. And you can see that they comprise a very specialized grouping of people in this field with specialized knowledge. Not everyone's CV has arrived. I'm sure you see that in red. So it's pointless me saying, well, I've seen this and I've been told X or Y. I think the big issue here is one, for example, I'm just coming here, a weight CV, Professor Bernard. The other one, Masabisa, a research council. I'm not even sure which research council. Oh, it's on the previous page, yes. It's Dr. Motlalepula. It's from the IKS, Indigenous Knowledge Health Director. Professor Ntuli is the one person I did know on Indigenous Knowledge there, but we haven't got his CV. I've raised that with our whip as well and trying to expedite that. Dr. Catherine Odera-Hoppers, also in the South African Research Chair, Development Education, UNISA, we still need her CV. Conrad Fister, we know who he is. We've got his CV. He has assisted us. When I clarified the statement from Mr. Hermans, he said, no, he's just not available, I think, to provide those services down here to Parliament as perhaps as frequently as we may want them. Dr. Lee Ann Tong, not available, the same. Now, I don't know, I didn't discuss Dr. Lee Tong, but I'm assuming if not available means that with FISA, it means the same thing with Dr. Lee Ann Tong. Ms. Tsepo Shabangu Spoor and Fisher, an IP lawyer with 13 years experience, president of the South African Institute of Intellectual Property, chairs of committee and task team requested a meeting. Chairs of committee, how many chairs are there here? Maybe he means science and technology, so I don't know. So I'll clarify that. Right. Miss Caroline Ntumbe, she's here in Cape Town. Shouldn't be too difficult to get her CV. An LLM, that's that legal master's from the University of Cambridge, where she majored in this area. And she continues to pursue her research interest in these subjects and is currently undertaking a PhD research in intellectual property law. Right. By the looks of things, the group put before us is entirely profile representative, which is a very healthy sign for a change. And I'm not sure if you want to comment and say you want to wait for the CVs before we conclude, but let's hear from the whip before anyone else comments.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think that we don't know why, as the committee, the CVs are still outstanding. So that one also provides us with a serious handicap in coming to the decision making. So what I'll suggest, Chairperson,
is that let's request the secretary of the committee to ensure that we get all these CVs, at least they must be in by a close of business on Monday. And then those CVs must be available for the main call on Tuesday, so that on Wednesday we take a firm decision at the committee level. That's what I'm suggesting.
Indeed, I think that that is the only way we can advance. Yes, Honourable Hab.
Yeah, I support that, except also to note if the Manco gets copies of the CVs on Tuesday, can the task team, which is also meeting on Tuesday, can we also request copies of the CVs for Tuesday?
I think that there's, theoretically the Manco should take place after the task team, so we can also manage what is there to come before the committee. So in fact that it would be quite in order and a very good suggestion. Okay, thank you. Something else I want to just put on record. It is not possible for us to employ or even to utilize free services, not a policy I would want to adopt, of 10, you know, and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 consultants becomes unwieldy as a full group to have sitting, in concert with us. So I think we ought to remain with our former principles in which we say, in some of the legislation facing us, some of our general experts may not be quite specialized in a very specific area. And it is going to be necessary, as we did for J. Pema, to bring someone in for a specific purpose and area. Now what that does, and you know, I do want Honourable Ambrosini to hear what I'm saying, because I'm saying it in committee.
I can hear you.
Yes, yes, yes. I want it said in committee, you see. And that is that I'm just looking here at specialisation, just as an example. Traditional knowledge and genetic resources. Genetic resources. You know, it could be an area we may need someone, because it seems to be the only person there with that. Again, although I see there's another genetic resources further on, Johanna von Braun. The broad issue from overseas, he's in the workshop offered to have issues clarified telephonically if necessary from what he'd given us. Broad intellectual property development, another intellectual property development. And that is the group of people who gave us the workshop, International Center of Trade and Sustainable Development. The IP and biotechnology, I think I mentioned that it would be useful for us to have this, because I think the task team have already, it's been implicit in what they've been saying, that we need once again to bring back other committees in a more concerted manner. We did do that with both arts, culture and whatever, as well as science and technology, when we first had this on the table. But their own programs did take them away as chairs, but I've spoken to both chairs, and of course arts and technology, etc., didn't even have a chair or a whip for 6 months, a permanent one. But now they do have one. In particular, science and technology do need to link up with us more regularly. And the chair has assured me he'd be happy to send a member of the group along. And any member of science and technology is always happy, you know, we're happy to have them. The other one is IPIK and spatial dimensions of IP rights. The spatial dimension to me always used to be used in land use, but what does it mean here? I don't know. Yes, there's something to do with that, isn't it? Geography or, yeah. Transport was a great believer in that word, spatial dimensions and housing. Copyright and trademark, for example. copyright, I mean, it's an established fact that Owen Dean is an expert in copyright. And there are several people who have specialized knowledge in trademarks, so I've just seen, apart from himself, I thought I saw two other people, but I may be wrong. Anthony Taubman, again, Director Intellectual Property, WTO, working in this area with WIPO, somebody we've already met, for those who joined the committee this year and perhaps late last year. Paul Oldham, issues related to human rights of indigenous people and biodiversity, noted again. The health one from Dr. Motlalepula, indigenous knowledge, but with specific reference to health. And it may be there were one or two clauses in that regard that we may need to approach him on. Again, we have indigenous knowledge, arts and culture. Remember what I was saying in that direction. They have even gone as far as, you know, approaching the president to expedite the bill. As that's the musicians and, you know, they're dying poor, impoverished, while Rome is busy fiddling. Dr. Catherine Odera Hoppers, she would appear not to be available. Conrad appears to be not. Now, hang on, it's her CV that we're waiting for. Yes, she is available. Indigenous Knowledge Systems, that's it. Professor Conrad and Dr. Lee Tong, I'm assuming that that means exactly what it says in respect of not available. In respect of trademarks, again, I see Ms. Tsepo Shabangu, 13 years experience, appears to have expertise there. And Ms. Caroline Nkube, it looks like it's law. She comes from a background in law, the LLM, I think, from Cambridge. And she continues to pursue that, and she's doing that. I think we need to see her CV to get a broader understanding about what her speciality is. Okay, Margaret, just there. Right. Now, members, there's yes, hello. Ah, is that where you're hiding?
Good morning. She's a copyright expert, Carolyn Kuwait.
Thank you. She's a copyright expert. Just note that. Yes, welcome, Dr. Braun. And so we've got trademarks, etc. Now, you can see predominantly here, there are two types of experts. If you look at the degrees they've got or the units they're operating from, and that would appear to be law. So I don't think we want to overdo the lawyers, but you know, they do appear. I know when we had the public hearings, I think it was 4 out of 5 people who made submissions. You'll see them in your file. Or 3 out of 5, but perhaps 4 were lawyers. And at the time, the committee, all parties, called for us to broaden the public hearings, which is why we continued with them to call in other people. Now, they may not have had the same, they didn't have the legal background. One was an editor, more interested in the works, you know, literary works, etc., which were not covered by copyright and so on. And he, I forget him, but you may recall him, Honourable Mabasa, you were there, Honourable Kwabasa was there. I'm not sure if you were there, Honourable Khadebi, but he came and he spoke passionately about the time to listen to others besides lawyers. And we told him we were listening to everyone. Do you remember that fellow? It was upstairs in V454. Do you remember him? A short fellow, and if I'm not mistaken, he either worked in or was now living in the Eastern Cape. So I just mentioned that. And so everyone is passionate about where we're taking this legislation. Everyone. But I am pleased to see the keen interest of the legal profession in this, because we do want to ensure that we don't step outside of international law. And indeed our own constitution. I don't think we want to amend the constitution at this point. So, you know, those are two areas we shall be mindful of as we proceed. I also would just like to indicate one thing. In the same manner in which we approached the company's legislation in a very collegiate manner, I would hope we do the same here. Initially, the department was not inclined to entertain amendments to the Principal Act. Initially, inclined is the word I'm using. However, as time proceeded, and some of them were present in our workshop, you know, that we had, and the submissions, of course, and as we proceeded, it became clear to them that they themselves wanted to amend the Principal Act, you know, and were putting forward fresh proposals. So I'm mentioning this because we should keep that in mind when we perceive that the department does not wish to support redrafting or anything else. The department will support what Parliament puts forward, and you find in the end, though, that they do agree in principle. And so we're going to keep that cooperative engagement with the department, because we do need them. We do need them, Honourable Mabasa. We need the department. But we want our own experts as well and consultants. And we learnt in the company's legislation, you learnt from each other, both sets of experts. Am I right? Advocate Stratum, isn't that so?
I agree with you,
old story that they said in the unions, when you negotiate, you don't come out with everything you want. You come out with something slightly different, and you hope it's more of what you want, went in with and get. And that's all it is. But you'll never get exactly as soon as you hit that negotiation table. And in the committee, we are negotiating a difficult piece of legislation. I have not wanted to, and I don't normally go on and on. I do know a member of this team believes that we waffle too much of the committee, but I'm not in the habit of making or eating waffles. So, but I thought that it was important that the position of the chair is clear on the issue of experts, very clear. And we move forward together. We would also, at one stage, we asked, and I believe it's 10 o'clock, notwithstanding people's tight schedules, Honourable van der Merwe, I'm sure you have at least half an hour to meet with your team. So that you too, because this, we would have sat in committee till at least 11, if not half past or 1 o'clock. So if you can do that for as long as possible, so that the task team are on board and you move forward together. The secretariat is asked to remain behind so that the decisions that are taken or positions that are made and taken are noted, and I would like to appeal that these positions are reflected on my email, and I don't have to wait from an anxious call from Honourable van der Merwe. wondering if she can talk to me in the middle of mass. Not really. No, but I do think it'll move smoothly that way. I know, I'm assuming that's not your job. It's Mr. Herman. But I'm not sure what arrangements he made with you or Sean-Anne. Miss Isaacs, what arrangements did he make? She'll hold your hand. Okay. But you'll be there, but she'll just hold your hand. Okay. All right. Let's leave it in that manner. All right. For the DTI who flew down, it was important that you get the drift of where the committee is going. So you may have come here armed with a suitcase of material. We're not yet ready to receive it. Oh, such honesty from the department, thank you. No, I think that we appreciate that, the integrity there. So what we'll do, task team will meet. I'll be here as well this time, and we'll be able to take forward any decisions. We have also, or rather I would want to suggest, I did consult with both the minister recently, as well as yourself, as you know, Mr. Nietzsche Tenzi, but much more recently, as of late yesterday, the DG, Mr. Lionel October. And I shared with him exactly what I had shared with the minister of the challenges we are facing as a committee. And I have also asked him, given that the DDG is extremely ill, I may add, extremely ill, that we should get him to come to the next meeting. If she has made a miraculous recovery, he should nevertheless join her, so that our position to the head of DTI on the administrative team is quite clear. Quite clear. So we want the position fully spelled out, and I assure you, Mr. Nietzsche Tenzi, it's exactly what I had communicated to you and the minister, so there's no fresh information. Thank you. Don't look worried. Yes, Honourable Vandermeer.
Careful formality's sake, could I ask that the DTI representatives join the task team today? Thanks.
I will now, there will be tea outside at 11, of course, which a task team can have, but I don't think any member wants to delay their flight because of the tea. So it's just the task team that will remain behind. I want to thank you, Honourable Kobasa. I want to thank you, Honourable Mabasa. I know you've got several committees. And Honourable Kamalo, for making sure we had a quorum this morning. And yourself, Honourable Ambrosini. I know you sit on four committees. Thank you. Thank you. The meeting is adjourned until Wednesday. Is that right? I see you on my floor all the time. I almost forget you seem part of the family. No, thank you very much. And Honourable.